Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kelly Harrop. I'd like to thank you all for calling in and those who will be downloading this program later. I'd like to welcome you as well. My friends, tonight we're going to be studying the Book of Ephesians. And let us all pray first before I begin. Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for today. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that the message that you give your messenger will be your word, not my own. That, Lord, that someone out there would be touched in the heart through your word, Lord Jesus Christ, and that that person may come to accept you, Lord Jesus, as their Lord and Savior. For I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Turn with me now to the book of Ephesians, and we're going to begin with, start reading with chapter 4. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, all the lowliness and gentleness, with the long-suffering bearing with one another in love, in devouring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, to all you, for all, and in you all, meaning that we serve one God. And as the part of the body of Christ, we should be in unity. Even if we sometimes get into theological disagreements, we shouldn't make a mountain out of a molehill out of a mountain, I should say. And why do I say that? Because it's okay to disagree once in a while, but let us remember who is the head of the church. Let us not let theological ideas separate us, that we separate ourselves from one another and stop having communion with one another. Let us all be children of God and walk with Him and do what is right in the Lord's eyes. Our job here on the earth, yes, as a church, is to have fellowship with one another, but together we are to bring out the seed of the Lord and keep on planting to those who do not know Him. And by doing that, we are bringing more people into Jesus Christ and into our body. Let us not let theological ideas stand in our way, because when we start doing that, what happens? Well, to an unbeliever, we're showing we're just like them, having little petty arguments. To a baby Christian who just came into the church and accepted Jesus as a Savior, we could easily crush his spirit or her spirit by having theological disagreements with one another that gets so out of hand, it's not even funny that the church is ready to split. You don't want to do that. If you have these little disagreements, let it be a minor disagreement and go on serving the Lord and bringing people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go on to verse 7. But to each of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascends on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended. What does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for identifying of the body of Christ, till we come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measures of the stature of the fulfillment of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by trickery of men and the cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is head, who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together, for what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, cause growing of the body for the identifying of itself in love. And you see, the Lord, when he calls us to do other things. And it says over here, he will call people to be his prophets. So if we try to say, well, we have no prophets anymore, that's long gone. Well, according to the scripture here, no one told God this. He still calls his prophets. He will call some to be evangelists. And there's plenty of evangelism out there. Evangelists who preach every day in the streets, in every nation around the world. They are out there preaching, teaching. They could be on the radio. They could be, as in this ministry, on blog radio, reaching out to people to understand and know who the Lord Jesus Christ is. There are those who are pastors, people who are the head of their church, pastoring to their people in their church, or teachers. We have those who go out there and teach those of the Lord Jesus Christ, who are great teachers. I remember when I was young, there was a great Methodist pastor by the name of Les Woodson. I still assume he's alive, but if you ever heard him preach, he never really preached. He was a good teacher, and he interpreted a lot of things that you would think he was Pentecostal today. And what I mean by that is that when I hear Pentecostals teach about historical stuff or things that are in the Bible, they're basically agreeing with what Les Woodson had preached back in the early 1980s. Les Woodson was a man that was called into the ministry when he was 16, and he became an evangelist in the United Methodist Church, and sometimes he was called upon to pastor into a church. He was a great teacher when he went behind the pulpit to explain sayings in the Bible that opened your eyes about the culture of this time and the spiritual gifts that we are supposed to be having. Now, God does call us into other things. So, if you are working your best and you're doing what is good for the Lord by mowing the lawn for your church or cleaning up your church building, and that you're doing it for the Lord because that's what God is calling you to do. God is calling you to be what he knows you to do best in his kingdom. He gives us each gifts. And by living your own life for him can be a ministry in itself. I have people watch how you live. The person that will get your shirt off their own back to help another person. And when they see that, they see Christ living within you, because you do have Christ living within you, because when you get his Holy Spirit living within you, you want to be more like him. More like him. And not like the old person that you once were. And all these gifts that are handed out there, they're still out there. Many people do agree with pastors and evangelism, but for some reason they scoff at the prophets, like God doesn't call prophets anymore. But yet he does. He still calls prophets, and there are prophets out there in the world who are out there prophesizing what's going to happen, because they're not doing it because of the so-called pagan psychic thing. No. It's things that God had told them what was going to happen. And by God telling them, they reveal the truth. And a lot of times, prophets aren't so popular because they tell things that people do not want to listen to or hear. Like in the book of Jeremiah was not a very popular prophet because he told the key people of Judah things they did not want to hear. Now, he only repeated what God wanted him to tell his people. But yet his people, God's people, did not want to hear the truth from him coming from Jeremiah. They wanted to hear the lie. But yet, God told them why they had to be punished by Babylon, because the fact of it is, God was not going to put up with it anymore, where they thought that they could worship pagan idols and still do tradition things by following him, by doing things in the temple and thinking that God was still with them. And as Jesus said, you cannot serve man or him. You have to serve one or the other. One or the other is going to be your master. So if you're worshiping pagans and following God, you have to give up one or the other. You can't do both. Because if you're doing both, you already made your choice. You're serving pagans, and you're worshiping with demons. And God is going to fellowship with you if you are worshiping with demons. All right. Verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you shall no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alerted from life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their hearts, who being past feeling have given themselves over to litigiousness, to work all uncleannesses, with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which was created according to God, and the righteousness and true holiness. Now, you've all heard people say that you could still sin all you want to, and you'll still be part of the body of Christ, and you'll still be walking with Christ. Well, according to what Paul is saying, no, you can't. What's Paul telling you and I? He's telling you and I to give up the old corruptness of the heart. He called it the old Gentile way, which I guess he's right. It is the old Gentile way when you walk in your own lust and your own greed and your own everything that is displeaseful to God. To please God, you have to walk in the Spirit. If you ever notice, all the people, not all the people, let's say, the apostles, in their letters from Paul on down to John and Jude. They say the same thing, do they not now? They say, don't walk by the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. If you know Christ, you would walk in the Spirit. All these men say the same thing. Not one of the apostles differ from one another. Not one of them says, you can walk in the flesh and still follow Christ. You can walk in the flesh, be greedy, have lustful things, cheat on your wife, cheat on your husband, fool somebody into losing their money by stealing it from them, be corrupting, all the things that are not good in the sight of the Lord. He never said that. But if you really want to walk with Christ, you need to cease doing that and walk in his way. Paul say, verse 22, that you put off concerning you for your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be received in the spirit of your mind. The spirit of your mind, what is it? Be renewed in the spirit of whose mind? The spirit of the Holy Spirit living within you, right? If you're following the Holy Spirit who's living within you, the Lord is molding you and making you into a better creature, that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. So now, when you go out there and you pray to the Lord, stop saying, Lord, I am a dreadful sinner. Think of it this way. Lord, I was a sinner, but I am your child now. And I'm going to live for you. Well, what you are now is a growing child in Christ. And you're growing. And at the beginning, you may be immature in your growth. But that's okay, because by reading Scripture, you keep on growing, and by keep on growing, you keep on learning. You're learning more and more about God, and each day you're praising the Lord, and you're saying, yes, Lord, please, Lord, come right and teach me more, and you keep on growing within the Lord. But to continue growing, what is Paul warning you and I not to do? Go back to the old conduct that separated you and I from the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ died for us one time so you and I would be saved and walk with him. So let's not go back to the old sin and be that old person that we once were. Let's grow in Christ. Let's keep on growing in the Spirit. Let him who watches us, the Father, see Jesus within us and tell us one day, well done, my son. Well done, my daughter, my good and faithful servant. Verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying, each one speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Do not give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hand, good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the heart. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for your day of redemption. Let all the bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from one with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Isn't that something there? But Paul says, wipes away all this series now that the world is trying to teach the church, that you could be a liar, be deceitful, and still be a Christian. That you're still they're trying to tell you, after you accept Christ, you still are that sinner who you once were. But since you've been baptized, you're part of the church, you're part of the church books, that's okay. You can still sin and come to church and be part of the house of God. But what is Paul trying to tell you and I is that we're supposed to change. And if we don't change, if we say we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are grieving the Holy Spirit. And by grieving the Holy Spirit, it means we're not having a good relationship with our God. So give up all the bitterness in your heart. Stop lying. And stop holding grudges. Let it all go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Be truthful to your neighbor. Be truthful to yourself. Be truthful to the Holy Spirit. And be the kind of person who the Lord wants you to be. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Be one with the Holy Spirit and let Him take over and let you grow in the name of Jesus, because each time you grow, you understand it. It's always best to read who Jesus is by reading the four Gospels, and after you do that, you understand who Jesus is, and you understand the words that are written from the apostles, and you understand God's heart when you read the Old Testament. God hates sin so much that He gave up His only begotten Son so you and I may live. So let us all be what God wants us to be. Let us all who are brothers and sisters in Christ, let us not fight over theological things. Let's stop gossiping against one another behind our backs. Let us all raise each other high as the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And let us back each other in our ministries, in our work, and whatever we do that's right with the Lord Jesus Christ. And let us all know that the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to be just like Him, to show mercy, to show grace, to show grace to our fellow Christians, to show mercy to those who are lost. And let us be holding to one another, and let us be the kind of people the Lord wants us to be, the kind of people the Lord knows we could be, that if we are struggling with an issue, that we could pray for one another. If one of our fellow Christians is suffering through depression, let us not say, well, they must not have had that much faith anyway to be depressed. Rather, let us go to our brother and sister, and let us pray over them. For if they are hurting, we are hurting too. And together, let us pray for that person, that the Lord Jesus Christ's Holy Spirit will fill them up and get them out of their depression, that they are not going through this alone. We know that God walks with us when we have hard times in our lives and we go through the fire of life. We know this because He went through it Himself. And what did He do every time He always felt the Spirit being troubled? The Lord Jesus Christ prayed. What do I mean by the Lord Jesus Christ being in trouble? You said the Spirit was in trouble? Well, He was also affected by the world too, was He not now? And some things did grieve Him, which could have caused Him to feel like He was going into a depression. But rather than going into a depression, He prayed about it. And we know that God throughout the Old Testament backed up and was there when His people were going through a hard time, like Joseph and David he walked with them until that hard time was over because he helped them out. And if you are going through a depression right now, the Lord Jesus Christ will be with you. And we who are part of your family pray the Holy Spirit will fill your heart full of love and his energy, that the happiness that you thought you could never have again will return to you in the name of Jesus Christ. That that depression will not rule over your life and harden you away from the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those out there, we should keep on building up our fellow Christians instead of making them feel terrible if we have this kind of attitude about them and act like they're nothing to the kingdom of God. Everyone is accountable to the kingdom of God. For Jesus said, even the angels of heaven rejoice when a sinner is saved. What soul could you imagine? One soul out of how many people on this earth is that important to the Lord Jesus Christ? So if you're walking with the Lord, your soul is that important to him. He will be there with you and fight and get that depression out of your life. He wants you and I to build up our fellow Christians and make them feel good about themselves because he knows who they are, and they are good, and they are leadership people, and he knows who they are, and he doesn't look down upon them, and why should you? He wants to build them up. So if you're one of those Christians out there who are being knocked down by a fellow Christian or someone else outside the box is making you feel like dirt and not worthy enough or smart enough, do not listen to him, because the Lord Jesus Christ, when he looks at you, he looks at you as his child. And for him, he looks at his child, he sees you and he thinks of the best for his child. What parent doesn't think the best of their child? A good parent thinks a lot of their child. They want the best for their child. The Lord thinks that about you, too. He wants the best for you, too, as well. So don't go around sulking and thinking that you don't deserve the Lord's glory because someone told you that. That is not true. The Lord is there for you because he thinks so highly of you. He knows who you are, because he died for you 2,000 years ago to bring you to his kingdom, to bring you home. He knows who you are. He wants you to know that he thinks highly of you. And you are, and whoever speaks ill of you speaks ill of him as well, that you are his child and you are his father. And remember that, my friends. You are special in the Lord's eyes. So walk with him. Walk in his spirit and do things that do not grieve the Holy Spirit. And keep on walking, Father, who is in heaven. Remember the words of Jesus, our King. Remember his Holy Spirit that lives within you. And live and walk more spiritually within him. And continue giving up the old things that kept you away from him. Do not go back to those old things that kept you away from him. And if anyone teaches you that you can do both, walk in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Spirit and be blessed by the name of Jesus and keep on growing in the name of Jesus and be that person who Jesus wants you to be. Accept the calling he has given you, and be one with the Lord Jesus Christ forevermore. And I say this in the name of Jesus. Let us all pray. My Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for today. Those out there who heard your word out there, grow in your word and walk in your spirit and not go back to the old flesh that kept them away from you. From their heart, that they grow so hard-hearted that they lost in touch with you. We pray for a spark of light to enter their heart and let them understand your Holy Spirit is within them, that they may grow in each day do things that are pleasing to you, according to you, Lord Jesus Christ. But they'll live by the Spirit, walk by the Spirit, and talk by the Spirit, and represent you here on earth through the Spirit, so others may come and know you as well, who never heard of you before, and now are hungry for you, who now walk with you, and now who are a part of you. For we pray this all in the name of Jesus Christ, who reigns forever. Amen and amen. My friends, I'd like to thank you all for calling in. I'd like to thank you all for downloading this program later. Remember, on Thursday night, I'll be teaching more from the book of Jeremiah. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless your week. May you who are suffering through depression or other things out there, may the Lord Jesus Christ send your spirit. And because everyone over here who's listening to this is praying for you as well. And may the Lord Jesus Christ renew your spirit, that the depression will be gone for your life forever, and the happiness of the Lord Jesus Christ will dwell upon you, that everyone will see Jesus coming from you through the happiness that you show through his Holy Spirit. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you, and I say this in the name of Jesus. Amen.